Hundreds of same-sex couples married across Florida today, the first day their unions are recognized in the state. In Jacksonville, WJCT's Peter Hayden was at the Duval County Courthouse.
Do you take this man to be your wedded husband, to share your life openly, to love, honor, and comfort him from this day forward?
I do.
And so they did.
By the authority vested in me by the state of Florida, I now pronounce you husband and husband. Sir, you may kiss your groom. Feel free to clap, folks.
That's how Tim Purcell and Garland Purcell became the first same-sex couple to get married in Duval County in front of the courthouse. Florida's statewide ban on gay marriage ended just after midnight, and same-sex couples lined up to apply for marriage licenses before 7 in the morning.
Now serving B-102 at window 3.
Couples like Sarah Katz and Stella Lacey. They've been together for 6 years.
I think it's fantastic because we're now legally recognized just like every other couple, and we are going to be afforded the same rights as everybody else. It's an amazing, incredible moment.
Florida is the 36th state where gay marriage has been legalized. Most were forced to recognize same-sex marriage through court rulings. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle ruled Florida's same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional in August. But Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is still pursuing appeals in separate state and federal cases. John Stemberger, Florida Family Policy Council president, says this is a case of legislating from the bench.
5 million voters are being overthrown by a handful of lawyers in black robes, and I think this is not the way democracy should work.
Stemberger believes the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn the ruling if justices decide to hear the case. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide Friday whether to rule on gay marriage during their current term. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.